Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
My special guest, the Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson. Commish, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing great.
Hey, oranges are in season. What's the prices looking like? You're killing me.
Well, yeah. Well, the problem is that, you know, the challenge with oranges for the state of Florida, fresh from Florida oranges are more rare than they've ever been or been in 100 years. You know, Bob, 25 years ago, we produced 290 million boxes of our citrus. Today, this year, we're going to produce about 10 or 12 million, and it's been decimated by citrus greening. And so we are coming back. The legislature supported us with about $150 million of funding in the last 2 years to help farmers replant. But it's going to take multiple years to get back up to a normal citrus season. Nothing like what we had 25 or 30 years ago, but we certainly would love to see that recover to 30, 40 million boxes a year, which would still be, as you can do the math, it's about 20% of what we were in our best years. But, you know, we're really trying to rebuild that citrus industry. And the citrus farmers have really taken a beating, not only from citrus greening, which is what ultimately has wiped them out, but then, you know, as we even have a decent crop, and then you get Hurricane Milton that took down a lot of them, Hurricane Ian that took down a lot. And so, you know, between Mother Nature and the citrus greening and canker and other things, they've really had a hard time the last couple of decades. There are a lot of green sprouts. There's a program called the CUP program, which is Citrus Undercover. That's going very well. It's a lot of fresh fruit, of course. And now we're in the process of replanting many, many thousands, maybe 10 or 15 or 20,000 acres of citrus with the help of the legislature. So we are using all of our tools to help bring them back, but it's going to take a while.
Yeah, I don't believe in coincidences. And, you know, we found out that basically that greening, that citrus greening, was based on a fungus that was brought from China. So
it's a psyllid. Yep.
Yep. And then you've got the Chinese plant scientists at University of Michigan and another one arrested by agents smuggling in basically what would do the same thing to wheat as this other product did to citrus. Luckily, they were caught. But, I mean, are we being tough enough, strict enough? I guess that's got to be a big fear of yours as the ag commissioner. You know, how do we stop this stuff from invading our farmlands?
Well, Bob, that is a great setup and a great summary of what we really face in this nation. And so we have foreign enemies, and China is the biggest one that is trying to destroy all facets of American life, whether using AI, the internet, buying agriculture land around our farm communities out in the Midwest, or bringing in biologics that would harm our agriculture industry. Because the truth of the matter is we've nearly wiped out our entire citrus industry, our iconic industry in the state of Florida, from a psyllid. And so, yes, it is something we're very concerned about. What I will say, since President Trump took office, he and his team are doing an amazing job to run these down and make this a high priority to protect agriculture in this country. And so, agriculture should never be political. But the fact of the matter was, is the Biden administration not only allowed 15, 20 million people to come across our border illegally, many of which were criminals. But yes, they had a much more relaxed position when it comes to protecting agriculture in this country. And it all goes back to net zero 35, net zero 2050, whatever, whichever one of those you want to use. They believe you have to eliminate a certain amount of agriculture to be able to achieve those goals, right? Those goals that they would say are environmental goals. And the short-sightedness of that is that our country was founded with agriculture. Agriculture is the second leading driver of the economy in the state of Florida. If you take away the idea of food and fiber that we all need to live, it's the second leading driver of the economy in the state of Florida. 2 million people went to work today in agriculture. And when you think about right now, during the wintertime, on the eastern seaboard of the United States, 70% of all the fresh vegetables are grown in the state of Florida. We are the breadbasket right now, and we do this every year. We're very proud of our accomplishments, and we have to be very vigilant when it comes to foreign enemies, especially China, because obviously they have more resources that are more effective at these things. But you've got many foreign enemies that can bring these types of biologics in or bugs and try to destroy part of our industries. And they're just trying to weaken the United States of America. And they pit us against each other. And that's where a lot of the vitriol comes in our world of politics today that exists today that didn't exist 40, 50 years ago. So, yes, we are very concerned. It's something we're building a new transfer station, a new interdiction station on 231 coming into Florida. We've got better technology. We are doing all we can as a state. And it's a blessing to have a federal government in lockstep with us to try to crack down on all of these types of criminal activities.
I know when there was supply chain issues, fertilizer, became a hot commodity and difficult to get. Where are we now in terms of fertilizer and our farmers? Do they have plenty of what they need?
In most cases, yes. What we've done, Bob, is we've not only have very rich and prosperous deposits around our country of the products we need to make fertilizer. But we have to emphasize that as a country, because if you don't have the proper fertilizers, you can't grow the proper amount of food either. So it's another long-term challenge, not only for the state of Florida, but for the entire country. But it's those things that when you have a president of the United States that's pro-agriculture, you can get the permitting, you can get the processes done that you need to be able to feed America. And so our enemies fight us on all fronts. And this is another front that they try to fight us on. And if you've seen, and, you know, the Biden inflation that doubled and quadrupled in some cases in just a couple of years, a lot of these products that we use, President Trump is slowly getting those things unwound. He's been working at it a year. He's done an amazing job. And I believe by the end of next year, we will see a lot of fruit of the labor that has been put in these first. It takes a little while to turn the ship, so to speak, but it is in the process of turning. These materials are becoming much more readily available, just like rare earths. We've had a major, China was holding us up on our rare earths, and that's where 90% of them come from. President Trump now has multiple organizations and companies in the United States making magnets and rare earths to supply our industry. And so we're very proud of that. And I mentioned to him when I saw him a few months ago in Florida, our gypsum stacks that we have 23 of those sites around the state of Florida, the old gypsum stacks. There are enough rare earths in those gypsum stacks to run our economy for, I believe they told me, 20 years. Wow. And so, yeah, we have a natural resource there now. Florida State University has been researching that. It was something we worked on while I was Senate president. And now we can separate those rare earths out of those gypsum stacks and use all of that product. So I think over the coming decades, you'll see all of those stacks go away, and it'll be being used for rare earths to run our economy.
Well, we always appreciate the information, the updates, and what's coming down the pike. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, it's a pleasure, sir, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bob.
All right. I'm waiting for that case of oranges to be delivered.
Let's keep waiting here, Bob.
Yeah.
Let's keep waiting.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.